Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Foot Traffic. We have such a great episode ahead. I am interviewing Krista Mayshore. First of all, I just love connecting and interviewing people. Sometimes I bring on people that are really good friends that I know, and I get to reconnect with them and chat and see what's going on. And sometimes these are acquaintances, people that I know a little bit, and we really get to know each other better. And that was this conversation. Krista has somebody, I was already on her podcast, which is called Fired Up. Definitely check it out. It stands for Financially Independent Retired Early. I love that. She's a podcaster. She is an author of 4 best-selling books focusing on digital marketing, and she recently took her new business from $0 to $7.4 million in 2 years. Can I repeat that? From $0 to $7.4 million in just 25 months. She has 4 Two Comma Club Awards, meaning she has built 4 different million-dollar funnels, which is pretty cool. And of course, she over-delivers and goes above and beyond. We dive into video marketing, why video is important, how she's using video in her business right now, how you can use it in yours. And she shares a strategy at the end, which, oh, wow, where she's been making $1 million a month. And she's done the strategy now 3 times in a row each and every month. And she kind of breaks down what it looks like. You are not going to want to miss this episode. So make sure to stick around for the entire thing because it just keeps getting better and better. Welcome. And again, let me introduce you to Krista Mayshore. Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over 1 million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple 7-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of Foot Traffic. I have Krista Mayshore here with us today. Krista, welcome. I'm so excited to be able to chat with you today.
Thanks for having me. You're great with Foot Traffic because I just saw one of your ads today.
I know. I love how you're like, I just saw you in a video. I'm like, I just watched your video. Love it. So Krista, can you kind of explain, because you have a really unique story too. So I'd love for you to explain how you got started in your entrepreneurial journey. What has this looked like for you? And we'll just kind of take it from there.
Yeah. So I used to be a real estate agent, and I've was selling real estate for 20 years. So about 3.5 years ago, 3.5 years ago, I decided to start teaching real estate agents how to utilize the internet and social media and video to really dominate their markets. Mm-hmm. And so I've been coaching real estate agents, and now we actually, I just wrote my fourth book, The Ultimate Lead Gen Playbook. And it focuses on brick and mortar and local businesses, how to take their business and do it both locally on steroids, but also online. So that is who I serve.
Amazing. So as you've been sharing, and I mean, you're one of those people where it's like, you practice what you preach. You are doing all of the things. So I like learning from people like you, where I know you've tested it. I know you've tried it. You've kind of tweaked it. You've scrapped some things, and you share what is working for you specifically. So let's kind of go back to your book with client lead generation right now. I want to know, what are some mistakes you see people doing, or maybe they're not taking advantage of some things that they should be right now in 2021? Fill us in.
Okay, good. So I know that, I'm sure that every guest that you interview that's successful is going to say this, but I have to say it because I want to make sure they understand. Video is essential in your business. So I don't care what business you're in. If you're a real estate agent, a mortgage broker, a dentist, an insurance agent, you have you're selling t-shirts online. Yeah. You're selling multi-level marketing. It doesn't make a difference what you're doing. Video is the key. When you properly distribute it, so eyes actually get on it, that will move the needle the fastest, especially right now with everything we have going on. The amount of time that people are spending on the internet has increased significantly since last March, over a year ago when the virus hit. People are online. People want to make a connection. People are interested, right? And if you go and do research around the power of video and why video is so important, I don't think a lot of people really touch on the reason why video is so important. Research shows that you know, if you take a landing page and you'd have a video on it compared to one that doesn't have a video on it, you have 800% more conversions with one that has video. Forbes did a study and showed that 64% of consumers say that they are more likely to purchase somebody after seeing a video. 90% of consumers said that a video was an essential part in their purchasing decision. And whether you're selling a product or a service, or you're selling yourself, because you're like I'm a coach, I'm selling myself, right? as a local business owner, a local professional, you're selling yourself. If people are 64% more likely to work with you, and eight conversions increase by 800%, and we can just go on and on, it just shows you how powerful it is. Yeah. You know, so I have to say that is such a powerful tool. And I know, Tracy, people look at you and they're like, Stacy, you just are cute and you have so much energy and you're just, you know, video is easy for you. And I'm sure that's not true. Is that true?
So I actually have heard you say this in one of your videos before. And I was like, she's totally right. I get that all the time. They're like, yeah, but no, it's easier for you. I'm like, no, it absolutely isn't. And I remember you saying, I work my butt off. Like, these are strategies that I'm doing and learning and figuring out, and you can too. And I 100% agree with you. I think we have to just get out of our own way and know that not many of us were like, yay, video's a thing. Now I have to do my hair and makeup every day. No, I loved it. You know, whenever we started jumping on Facebook 5 years ago live, I loved being with no hair and makeup done and hanging out in my PJs. Now I got to get ready. But We did it because we knew it was worth it. Like, all those statistics you just said, you know, more likely to opt into our funnel because of a video. I really am glad you're bringing this up. And I'm glad that you are acknowledging people. We just like shove it down everybody's throat, but I feel like we have to, because so many people are still not using video. So it's an important message.
And they're not doing it consistently, even when they are, right? So the idea is, I always call it the 8 C's. You've got to commit to consistently producing content correctly, so you can make a you can make a connection, so you can convert more clients and customers, right? And it's just so powerful. I mean, video helps people to get to know you. Research shows that people are much more likely to work with someone that they know. You know, I find the longer somebody is around me, even if at first they don't like me, right? They see me and I'm like, I'm annoying to them. I'm too hyper. I have too much energy, whatever it might be. Research also shows, and me studying this shows, that the more somebody sees you, the more they start to like you.
Yeah.
Right.
So I want to ask you, what are some ways that people should be using video in their business? Like, what are a few ways to be doing this? Cause especially when you keep saying effectively, correctly, I'm like, oh, we got to go there. Like, what are the ways that we should be doing that?
So if you're just posting on your business page or your personal page, because of Facebook's algorithm, nobody is seeing it, right? And the algorithm only puts you, and this is every platform. Yeah. It puts you in front of people who are already engaging with you. If people are liking, commenting, and sharing, that's when Facebook goes, oh, you know, Stacy and Krista are friends. I'm going to put Krista's stuff in front of Stacy because they're already interacting. Yeah. Well, Stacy already knows what I do. I'm on her podcast, for God's sake. I want to be seen by Stacy, but also everyone else in my community. I want to be seen by everyone else. So you need to put an ad spend behind it. Really figure out who your ideal client avatar is. Find out what their pain points are, what keeps them up at night, and start creating messaging and content and targeting people, right? Yeah. So many people will start out off with, so when I first started in coaching, and I do the same thing in real estate, but I created a bunch of videos, like 30 different videos. And I took those videos and I just put ad spend behind them. I utilized the video views objective and the reach objective on Facebook. And I paid money to make sure that I was exposing myself to my target audience. So they were just learning about me. I was very prolific at times. At times I wasn't. I would just give them tips and tricks and advice. At times I'd say, hey, what you're doing is not working. You should try this. I mean, you're creating content that is serving a need, adding value, answering questions to problems that they have, giving solutions to problems they have, and also just letting them get to know me, right? Mm-hmm. So I created videos around all of those topics before I ever asked them to opt in. So the idea is, before I ever asked them to sign into my lead magnet, the idea was for them just to watch, right? The first step is for them to watch. Then I get them to click. Okay, now download this thing without them having to give me their information. Download this thing. And in fact, Russell Brunson is having me speak in front of his two Comma Club award winners. And this is what I'm going to go over, right? The strategy that I use to help, like to help get myself to be, to do well so quickly, right?
Yeah.
And it's because most people want to get, you know, when you see a cute guy, you don't just go, let's get married. You know, you start texting and talking and you date and you flirt and you do all these things. We have to flirt and date with our community. And then they're more likely to convert, right? So step one, getting to know me, like me, and trust me, positioning me as the authority figure, breaking down barriers, then saying, okay, click here, download this, right? Join this thing without me ever asking for their information, then asking them to click. So it's like, it takes a little bit longer than it does this traditional strategy, but the leads will last, they'll stick around longer, and they're much more likely to convert because you already know that they're people that are interested in what you're selling or what you're doing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So when I say properly distributed, I mean, you gotta spend money to make money. You gotta pay to play. You gotta pay to have people pay attention.
100%. I just think organic traffic is so painfully slow that if anybody is thinking, no, I don't want to do this paid strategy, I don't have a budget for it, you better figure out how to get a budget for it, because you don't have the time as much as you don't have the money, right? So time is really something to be thinking about. And if we can speed up the amount of people seeing our product, program, service, or just even our video for the first time to get to know us, it's going to move so much faster.
Yeah. I mean, it's so crazy. You know, I know of somebody that invested $300,000 to buy a coffee cart, like one of those like portable coffee carts, $300,000 to sell a, you know, $3 cup of coffee. It's like, how do we expect somebody to want to buy our product or service or give us, you know, whatever our offer is, you know, without us investing in ourselves and investing in our marketing? It just doesn't make sense. And especially now, it's getting more video content is uploaded every 30 days than the past 30 years from every major television network, NBC, ABC, CBS, Primetime, Lifetime, all together from 30 years now is uploaded in 30 days, which means to tell us that we have, it's harder to stand out. It's harder for us to make an impact. If you think you're going to make a video that's going to go viral, you're wrong. I mean, it happens less than 0.0001% of the time. Like it never happens, right? Unless you're already famous. So you've got to pay for people to pay attention.
Yeah. What is your video strategy right now? Like, what are you personally committing to make sure you've got video content out there?
So what I tell my students is they should commit to doing like 3 videos a week and putting an ad spend behind at least 3 videos a week, right?
Okay. So and how long are these videos?
So it depends. It depends on where they're at in the funnel. So initially, research shows that short, unpolished videos outperform polished videos, which means that it's not the production, it's the content. It's what you're talking about, right? But initially, you want to hook people. So you never ever start your video with, hi, I'm Stacy. And I know you want to hook people. How do you hook people? You really figure out what their problems are and how you can be a solution for them. So you can hook somebody by asking a question that you know that they're thinking about, right? Or saying, have you ever experienced this problem in your business? Or, you know, are you somebody? So let me give you an example of how you hook somebody. And I'll just use a real estate example because it's easy for me.
Yeah.
If I was to do a market update and I was to say, hey, now's a great time to buy a house and interest rates are low, best time ever to buy a house. If I don't think I have the ability to buy a house because I haven't been educated to the fact that I am, I'm not hearing you. It's like you're speaking to the wall. Okay. But let's just say you're a veteran who actually can purchase a house, but you don't know it. And so what if my message is like this? Are you a veteran and you don't have a lot of money in the bank and you don't have a very good credit score, but you actually are a veteran, you've got a good job. Do you know that you can probably qualify for a home? And right now is the best time to qualify. In fact, your mortgage payment will probably be less than what you're paying right now in rent, and you'll get tax write-offs. That's so step one, I hooked them.
Yeah.
Step two, now I'm going to be like, I'm going to align with their feelings. I know. It's scary thinking about buying a house. No one's ever told you how, right? I get it. It's a scary thing. Align with their feelings. Step three, I need to give them a reason to want to keep listening to me. Why am I the authority? Hi, I'm Krista Mayshore with Homes by Krista, and I have sold over 2,200 homes. And believe me, I have helped hundreds of veterans just like you over the past 20 years get into homes, and they didn't think that they could either. Now I've showed that I've sold 2,200 homes. I've been in business for 20 years. Now I should give him a reason to listen. Then I give my teaching tips 1, 2, and 3. Then I give my call to action. So initially you can just do a hook, like just the first sentence, and then say, hey, if you're interested in more, click below. I know now if someone's clicking below that now my videos can be longer because I'm bringing them down the funnel. So typically top of funnel is quick to grab their attention and get them to opt in, to know that you're giving them the correct information. And then they start to get longer. As you can see, if somebody's watching, you know, a 30-second video or a minute video on selling, buying a house as a veteran, they're probably a veteran thinking about buying. So they're probably interested. So they'll watch more. So that's kind of like the strategy to get people to watch. And the timing just depends upon where they're at in your funnel.
Got it. How, I want to bring this up, because this has been, I'm getting mixed signals from people on this. Live video or pre-recorded, does it matter anymore?
Yeah. So it used to say that live video is way better and Facebook gave you so much more. It's not the case anymore. So yeah, from what I've heard, is you just do it like once a week and you're fine. I mean, it doesn't matter whether you're live or not if they can't see it. And if you're just posting on your personal page or business page or Instagram or stories, no one's seeing it.
Yeah.
You have to pay. And if you're paying, you're not doing it live. You're doing it pre-recorded, right? It's a matter of hooking them, being engaging, producing, you know, engaging content that is really specifically speaking to your client avatar.
Okay. So let's talk about, you've got these three videos. Are you producing them with the intention of they're going everywhere? Is one specifically for YouTube? Are you trying to get them to comment? Like, fill us in with that.
Okay, so I, up until now, have been pretty much using the same videos and placing them everywhere. We just started, you know, we're an 8-figure business, right? We're doing about $1 million a month without me having to like properly do the right video for the right platform. And it's worked just fine.
Yeah. Okay, good. But I like that you're sharing that information.
Yeah. It's worked just fine. But now that I've been doing Facebook ads for about 8+ years, and I've spent millions of dollars on Facebook advertising. I know, you know, how to do it like the back of my hand. So now finally we're going to be going to YouTube, and I know that YouTube strategy is a little bit different.
Yeah.
And if you look on YouTube, you'll see that my YouTube page doesn't get a lot of hits, but it's because I'm not paying for them. Mm-hmm. I'm also not using the right keywords and I'm not doing them the way that I should. Right.
Yeah.
With YouTube, it's like, you want to go straight to the point. People are on YouTube because they are going there to search, to compare, contrast, to educate themselves. That's why they're there. And also to entertain themselves too. Mm-hmm. Whereas on, let's say, a platform like Facebook, they're more so going there. It's like you're interrupting their pattern. So it's a little bit different. It's just a matter of, I mean, you know, when I first started teaching online marketing 3.5 years ago, it was the average time it took for somebody to click was 12. Now it's like 36 to 47 times. It takes before somebody clicks because there's so much stuff out there. So, you know, it takes a little bit of time, but once you do, I mean, you know, it's great. I know you've got so many people that are, you know, that are online right now that are trying to do things. I'd love to kind of talk about what I'm doing like right now, like in the past, you know, 90 days, what's completely like just put us over the top. If that's
okay. Let's do it. I would love to.
Okay.
And here's the thing, even the people that maybe they're not online, they're brick and mortar, they're thinking about it. I think this excites them. Like, we can geek out on all of this stuff. So yes, please share.
Okay. So, I've been doing, so again, none of this is my idea. All right. So I have mentors and I'm in masterminds and they all say, do these things. So for about 2 years, I've been doing like a challenge. Right. And so it's a 5-day challenge and it's free, where I literally just go in there and I offer a ton of value. I get same thing as video. I get people to get to know me, like me, and trust me. I get them to see small successes, and it's worked really well. We had, you know, 400, 500, $600,000 months from it. But recently we've tweaked it to where we're doing our challenge. And now, instead of me offering them to get on a phone call, because before it was get on a phone call. And that was when we would, you know, do between 400 and 700,000. Well, now we're doing it to where we're selling them a ticket to a $97 live event. And it's like, we want them to get to that live event. And then the live event. So once a month I do a 5-day free challenge, and once a month I do a 2-day live event.
How far apart are they?
It's every 2 weeks. So it's once a month I do. So it's 2 weeks apart, right? So for example,
so I'm buying it and I get to come to the big event in 2 weeks.
Yep. Perfect. That's exactly how it goes. Okay. So, and remember, at the challenge, I'm seeding the 2-day event starting from day one. Okay. I'm seeding the 2-day event from day one, because research shows that every day you have a challenge, you know, because people just show up and commit, the show up rate goes down. So you want to be able to start from day one offering the challenge, also offer an incentive on day one. If they were to purchase the 2-day event, you know, offer like half off or something like that up until like Wednesday.
You're already selling it on day one. They can sign up for the event.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You want to do that. I love it. Okay.
Yeah. Then when they sign up for the event, you want to make sure that you are seeding your offer throughout the entire training. And what I mean by seeding the offers, I know you've been taught to do live webinars and how you have the stack and all these things, right? And I don't care what business you're in, this type of challenge or a training will work for you. It's just a matter of, like, let's just say you're selling beauty products. It might be like, hey, we're going to have a beauty makeover for the next 5 days. I'm going to teach you how to do your makeup. Or, hey, I'm selling clothes. And for the next 5 days, I'm going to show you how to take what you have in your closet and how to make it this way. Or, hey, I'm an insurance agent. Let me show you five things that, you know, let me teach you in 5 days how you can actually lower the cost of your insurance and make sure you protect yourselves from liability, right? Hey, you're a realtor. Let's have a improve your credit challenge, right? It doesn't matter what it is. You don't even need to call it a challenge, but it's something. Because I know some of your listeners right now are going, oh, this doesn't apply to me. Yes, it does. It applies to any industry. You can have a challenge or a five-day training in anything that you do, okay? Then the idea is that you sell them onto something else. So then we sell them onto the $97 two-day event. And in that two-day event, I am basically coaching and training and teaching them all the strategies and tools and tips and tricks that we do in our industry to do really, really well, right? But I'm making sure that I'm seeding what it is that I'm selling. So let me give you an example of what that would look like. And I don't sell this, but I'm just going to use an example.
Yeah.
Let's just say I'm teaching investors how to purchase off-market properties. So I might be teaching about, you know, one of the things that we do is we buy this list, and this list right here tells you, you know, 1,000 names of people that might want to sell their home off market. And this is one of the great things that we use that's made us so much money, is this list of people. And here's what we do with this list of people. Boom, boom, boom. Right. Then when I go to make my offer, I'm like, remember that list of 1,000 people that I told you that I had access to, the people that I'm going to give you access to the list. And then remember when I told you to drop off this thing, I'm going to give it you the blueprint. So it's going to take you an hour to do. It took me 6 hours, you know, 6 months to do. And remember how I told you to make sure you send them to this funnel? Well, we're going to give you the funnel. So in other words, when you're training, you're bringing up all these things, you're talking about how long it took you, how much it cost you, you know, what, how long and time and attention it would take them if they were to do it on their own. And then when you make the offer, it's like, they understand what it means and why they need it and why it will move the needle in their business. So you are seeding, from day one. And on both the challenge and the two-day event, you are overcoming objections, limiting beliefs, right? You've got to teach and train. The challenge is more so for eliminating belief every single day with one small action to move the needle in their business so they could see success. So like literally that it's 5 days of, man, I could do this. This could actually work for me. I could do this, right? Then you get them to show up to the event because they're excited and they've had some success and they have the belief. Now at the event, you're really kind of trying to overwhelm them a little bit, but get them to still believe that they can do it if they have you to help them, right? Like, go ahead.
What is the conversion on such on a free event, getting people to buy 47 or 97? What kind of conversion rate? Because it's such a low amount, I would think it would be high. What is that roughly?
So we're doing around 40%, which is high. Like, believe it or not, 40% conversion is actually high. And if you
but it's such a no-brainer offer, I'm not surprised.
Yeah. And if you compare like a free challenge show up rate to like even a $97 show up rate, the $97 show up rate, like 98% of our $97 people show up. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Whereas on the free challenge, around 25% show up. And that's high. The industry standard for a free challenge is between 10 and 25%. We're at about 25% because of our backflows and systems and all that, you know, reminders, text sequences and all that. But we are converting about 21% of all the people that show up that see the offer.
Wow.
So at the end, it only takes us about a week. So the way that we've set it up is we make the offer. It's a $23,000 pro offer. If they pay in full, if they don't, it ranges from 23 to 30,000. So our average ticket is around 27,000. And we're converting about 21% of those, which is pretty, and it's all from Zoom. It's all virtual. You know, it doesn't cost me anything but a Zoom account. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
how long are these days?
2 days. I do them about 10 hours a day. So I start at 7 a.m. Pacific and I finish about 5 p.m. Pacific.
Wow. Why 10? I mean, is that like, is it just, you've got to get them in the room to hear all of that? Or are you just an over deliverer? Why 10 hours a day?
It's because there's a lot that I'm trying to cover. And I'm also, I want them to get a lot out of it and to feel like, oh my gosh. And I really just give them a lot. Like I mean, I give them so much where they're just like, this is the best seminar I've ever been to. And I've, you know, in 2 days, oh my gosh, because I want them to realize if I'm giving them this much in 2 days, imagine what it's like if they actually coach with me and they're, and I'm letting them see, it's not just about, you know, all the systems. It's about having the support and the accountability and me to help you actually be able to do it, because that's the hard part too. Right.
Yeah.
So that's a huge part about it, is like really getting them to understand, like, this is, you're buying a business in a box and you need my support and my team support and the support of your peers to help you push, because, you know, people would rather die than make change literally in life. Like, there's studies around it. People have really a difficult time making change unless they've got coaching, accountability, and support. So,
yeah. So you're doing this monthly. Do you have any hesitation as we head into summer? Will this still be as popular with like the weather and people just being like slowing down in summer? What do you think?
You know, that's actually a good thing to wonder about. I don't know the answer to that. And what I might do is just do it every other month if worst case.
You and here's the thing. Even if it bombs, you're doing so well right now that your bombing is still probably going to be majorly profiting. I was just curious, like what will, I mean, because we, you know, virtual events have really been popular since COVID. And now we're in like the second summer after COVID. So I'm just curious what that will look like. But I do agree that it would still be worth trying, testing, seeing what happens. But yeah, I'm curious. This is exciting.
And we keep tweaking it. So like, this is our third month. Okay. Our first month, we did 1.4 million. Our second month, we did 1.1 million. And this month in March, we just did like about 1.1.
Amazing.
Yeah, thank you. And so we've been tweaking it every time. We're trying to make our landing page better. We're making our hooks better. We're making our offer better. We're changing our follow-up sequences. We're changing like this last time I made the offer 2 hours before I normally did the times before, because I could see there was the most amount of people. And I was like, I'm making the offer right now on day two, right? There was 300. So we're making sure that we're just changing, you know?
Yeah.
And another thing I did was like, I bought six big, you know, 60-inch TVs. Yeah. And I up my wall so I could see people, because I believe that interaction and engagement is so important, and me specifically calling out names and highlighting people and getting them engaged and giving prizes and all that kind of stuff.
So are you in this room and they're in front of you right now, or is it a different room?
I'm downstairs. Yeah. So I actually took one of my offices and I made it's a whole studio room now. So my husband, the whole wall is full of TVs, and we've got, you know, I have a camera person that comes over. And so he makes sure everyone's on the different TVs, and he spots lights people when they talk. And now, you know, but the first time it was just me in this room.
Yeah. Once you really are kind of showing the trajectory of where you're heading, you can then justify investing in doing all of that stuff. So I think I love how you're showing, like, we started small, here's where we were at, and now we're doing this, right? Like, just like when you said, we didn't before with YouTube, it was all generic for every place, but now we're at a place where we can, right? So I want people to hear that.
Yeah. Scaling. So like, I think when you have a business, it's hard at first because you're putting all these things together, right? Like there's so much that you're putting it together. So you're kind of growing the business. Now we're scaling.
Yeah.
So now it's like, okay, we're here. How do we just take everything that we have and enhance it and just get it to be where we want it? And you've got to be willing to look at yourself and make tweaks and changes and just don't be innovative. Don't take where you're at to be enough. I think another big problem that I've had until this year, honestly, Stacey, was the fact that I was trying to do too much. Mm. So it was like, I was trying to do like, oh, I have this book funnel and this lead magnet funnel and this one, and I'm doing these things and I'm going to do all this stuff. And it was like, my team was going crazy.
Yeah.
So now what we're doing is we've really found something that works, and we're just honing in on it. And our word is refinement. How do we keep refining it? How do we keep adapting it, making it better and better?
Oh, I love that. Your word is refinement. And, you know, unfortunately, refinement is not something many people get good at, because we're such good starters that we don't want to refine. It's not as fun. We want to be the ideas person and the vision and think of something new. So I think it's really important to remember, if you want to really go to that next level, refinement is key.
Yeah.
Krista, so good. Where can people find more about you? Where are you in social? Fill us in with all the things.
Yeah. So you just go to Krista Mayshore. On all my handles are Krista Mayshore or Krista Mayshore Coaching. And I actually have a free 5-day challenge where I teach people how to feel comfortable on video and how to start using social media that they can go to. It actually starts Monday, but I do it once a month, like I told you. And you just go to KristaMayshore.com/client conversion. That's KristaMayshore.com/client conversion. And you'll be able to get a little bit of piece of it for no cost.
Experience it in action. Krista, thank you so much. You guys definitely go check her out, doing such amazing things. And I appreciate the behind the scenes and just like what's working and what's not and where you're heading next. So thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me. I love what you're doing. Thanks, Stacey.
Thanks. If you're loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, I want to invite you to hang out with me for 5 days. Yes, join us in our next live 5-day bootcamp, where we will be discussing 10 free or low-cost ways to drive more traffic. And you will be blown away by the content that we cover inside. Go to drivemoretraffic.net to get signed up, and let's get you more visible.